Today's shir in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Yud Dalid Omud Aleph. We're in the fifth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and Be'ezus Hashem, we're going to be finishing up the beautiful simon Tuf Kuf and starting Tuf Kuf Aleph. We begin on the very last few words of Kuf Yud Gimel Omud Beis with Sif Vav. The Mechaber tells us. Now, before we start, we should know that there is something called nikur. Nikur means trabering, which is the Yiddish word that we use to go and cut out the fats, the non-permissible fats that are needed to be cut out from the meat before you can eat it. This is true for behemoths. You're not allowed to eat the chalev, these fats. So the Mechaber tells us, Noagin lenaker basar biyontov, we allow you to go and cut out, to be trabering, the meat on yontif, to take the fats away from it. Even if you shechted on Erev Yontif, since you can't eat this meat now on Yontif, we allow you to go and cut out these fats on Yontif. Why is that? And Shabur explains in Sivkot and Chav Zayin. Chanal Yin Melicha. This is the same thing that we said for salting previously, that if you're not going to allow your person to do this, so then the meat will be spoiled. If you don't allow them to trabering to be done, so then they're not going to go and shecht. The only type of tray being allowed to do is if, however, you want to eat it on Yontif. The rest of the meat, you're not allowed to tray if you're not going to eat it on Yontif. Even if it was shechted on Yontif, you can't do that. Why? This is a tremendous tircha to do this tray bring, and you're doing it not for Yontif purposes. You're doing it for having the meat to be saved for the weekdays after Yontif. However, Elo im kein rotze lemocho mipnei shechoshe shem yesrecha baser. But if you want to go and salt it so that the meat shouldn't spoil, ulemocho also call them nikur. But you're not allowed to go and salt something before the nikur, because when you salt it, it's going to pull out the taste of the non-permissible fats into the meat. Kamosha kosmi yoridea in sinin samachay. And therefore, in this situation, bazeh mutter lo lenakir, then you would be allowed to traber to cut out the non-permissible fats. Gam shar basar ayideh haroma. You'd be allowed to do it for the rest of the meat, even though you're not intending to eat it, with the following haroma, which we discussed in yesterday's shir. Dahainu la'acha shenikir chatika achas etzorach hayom. So you're allowed to go and cut out the fats for the meat for that day. So you do it. So you have a 3-pound steak over here, and you go and you cut it out, and that would be a yontif meal, and you did the nikur on it, and now you say, I changed my mind. The person says, Omer chaticha zu eina tov b'enai kokach. It's not such a good piece. I want a different one. Rach chaticha cheres. So this is a harama. It really was fine. But you're allowed to do this, umenakra, and then you go trade with the second piece, v'chein kulim, and you can do it multiple times, even though it's clearly a harama, you're allowed to do this. However, this is only v'dafka k'shenishkat b'yontif. This haroma only works if you actually shechted on yontif. But aval nishkato b'erev yontif, saying you should have done it yesterday. V'aylo p'nai l'nakru b'el yom, assuming there was time to do it. If there wasn't time, so then the same thing applies. But if there was time to do it yesterday, you shechted erev yontif in the morning, and you had all yontif, erev yontif the day, and you didn't get around to it. You said, I'll save it for tomorrow. Then you're not allowed to do it. Also l'nakru b'yontif, you wouldn't be allowed to do the nikur on yontif except rak haboshir shesorach lo liachil b'yontif, except for the piece that you actually need to eat on yontif. That you're allowed to do. That's ochel nefesh. Shari nikur eino mefik tama boser klal. Because you might have argued that, well, if I do the nikur the day before, it's going to make the meat not as tasty. No, the meat will be just as tasty if you do the nikur the day before erev yontif, and therefore you're obligated to do it. It's efshar la'asoso mi erev yontif. You could have done it before yontif, and therefore v'hoy lo lenakir kodem yontif. You should have done it before yontif, and the rabbis didn't give you permission to do it other than the meat that you're actually eating on yontif itself. That's the Mechaber. And he says this is afilu nishchat mi erev yontif, that which we said over here, that you're allowed to do the nikur on that piece, is just that one piece for yontif, if it was shechted before yontif. But if it was shechted on yontif, then you could be menaker through the haroma, all the other pieces. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, however, v'tov lishanos kitzas im yuchal, lishanos beis adover. He brings down from the Maril and the Trumas HaDeshen that the Ramah says that if you can go and do some sort of a shinoi when you do the trebering, when you do the nikur, that's the preferable thing to do. Why is that? So Mishnah Berurah brings down the Sivkot and Chav Ches. Dahainu shinakrenu bekopitz or bekardim. You should go and do the shinoi with using some sort of a axe-like implement, a much larger type of a knife than you normally would use, a cleaver or an axe. So that's the preferable way to do this. The Afal Gav, the Mishpah continues, Dileel Gabi Melicha, even though in regards to Melicha, we said, Af Shahaya Yochel Lemocha B'Erev Yontif, Ein Tzara Shinoi, even though you could have done it on Erev Yontif, but you didn't, so we allow you to do it on Yontif, and we didn't require a Shinoi by salting, so how come over here by Nikra we require a Shinoi, at least according to Ramah? Hossam, in regards to salting, Mishum Debosu Sheshoa Harbi B'Melicha Mefik Tam, because if you did a lot of salting, that actually is going to change the taste and make it too salty of the meat. As opposed to here, Aydeh Anikor, Eino Mefik Tam Klal, doesn't change the taste around in any way if you do it in a different way. So by the salting, if you did it in a different way, it would mean to oversalt it, that would be bad for the meat. But here, if you remove the fats with a cleaver of some sort or an axe rather than with a normal knife, you should have done an Erev Yontif, and therefore, when we do allow you to do it on Yontif for that one piece, you have to do it with some sort of a Shinui. The issue footnote number 21 brings down, you're allowed to do it with a shinui, it's mutter, and this is in accord with what the Ramah said earlier, a few days ago, in Sinan Tav Tzadihei, ideally you should do all your preparations before Yontif if you can, if it won't make any difference in the taste, but if you forgot to or you didn't do it, if you did it on Yontif with a shinui, you'd be allowed to. So too over here, if you do it with a shinui, you're allowed to. Sivkot and Chavtes, im yuchal l'shanos, if you can make a shinui, vim ef shol l'shanos, so if you can't, the cleaver is going to not allow you to do it properly, mut afilu b'li shinui, then you can do it even without a shinui, you take the regular trebering knife and do it. And the rabbis allowed you to do this even though you should have and could have done it before yontif. Why? Because what's the malacha over here? What are you doing? You're not doing any isra over here. The only problem is, you're doing extra work. So you shouldn't have done it this way. You should have done the extra work before Yontif. But bottom line is, now if it's Yontif, they let you do it. Dirshu foot number 22 brings down, why? Why is it not called borer? Why you're cutting away the permissible meat from the non-permissible fats, the chaylev, that should be borer. Why is it not called borer? So both the Magen Avraham and the Pichodosh bring down, Shakol Nechshav Kmin Echad. The Chalev and the Basar are one. So you're not separating good from bad, even though one is also one is Mutter, but it's one entity. And he says, Torah Osra as a Chalev Bachila. The Torah said you can't eat the non permissible fats. However, Ein Isser Borer, El Abafro, the Shnei Minim Zemizer. But Borer is something that has to be a different species. Or, Behefradas Psolus Mitochocha, from the garbage, from the food. They're like two minim. But here, the chaylev is not considered a separate min from the basar. Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, V'chelek achorayim, by the hind quarters of the animal, the evshel lenakir heitev ayideh shinoi, which is a very difficult area. That's where the filet mignon is. That's where the very, very pricey choice meats are. And it's very difficult to be trebring them. You need a special knowledge and expertise to do this. Most places in America don't do this. In some places in Eretz Yisrael, I think, to do this. But most places don't do this. So you certainly need specialized implements. You can't just use an axe or a cleaver. So the Mishnah Berurah says, don't do the nikur, don't do this if it wasn't shechted on yontif. If it was shechted on erev yontif, then don't do this. As long as it was time that you could have done it on erev yontif. If you shechted right before yontif started, then there was no time. But he says, but even here, if you have no choice, then you can do this as well because of your needs for tzarech food, for ochel nefesh for yontif. The issue footnote number 23 brings down, why we so machbe over here, b'chelik acharayim, yosim yishar chalokim, why by the hind leg is it more of a difficult situation? So the Mishnah Berurah tells us, shim yev shalol l'shanos mutu afil b'loshina, that we allow you to do this here without a shina, if you don't have a choice. So he brings down from the Daki Moshe, shibiniku acharayim yesh torach rav. As I pointed out, it's a very difficult thing to do, and therefore you really should have done it before Yontif. Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, bosor menukar, if you have this wheat that's waiting to be trebered, and shuba yom shlishi l'shchitasa, when it's the third day from the shlita, which now means im yisha acha yontif, you have to wait another day. You also liochlo kim sli. You won't be able to salt it on yontif because you have to salt the meat within 72 hours from the shechita, and the only way you'd be able to eat this would be to roast it, which would limit your usage of it. Kemavua b'yoredei simin samach tes sif yudbeis, where these halachas are discussed. And Dirshu footnote number 24 brings down that it says over there, basu shesho akimu yomim miyeis leis. If it's a 72-hour period from the time of the shechita and you didn't salt it, so then the dam gets solid inside of it. It dries up inside of it, and it won't come out with salting, and therefore you can only eat it via tzli. In any event, in that situation, mutu lahadicho biyantif, we allow you to go rinse it off on yantif, hol v'roi l'achila, since it is edible to be eaten today, so therefore we allow you to go and do this. Aye, v'after tirchazu l'tzorech cholhu, even though you're not going to benefit from it now, you're going to benefit from it the next day, ena osa maisa, raksha shofik ol maim, all you're doing is pouring water on it over here, and therefore that is not considered a problem. At least maybe eat a little bit of it, and this way it's somewhat litzorach ochel nefesh for yontif. If this would be yontif sheni, it would be preferable to do it on yontif sheni rather than on yontif rishon. So if it's let's say 48 hours on yontif rishon, so wait till yontif sheni, it won't be 72 hours yet. But on Shabbos, when you can't go and cook it and eat it, then it's awesome. It's simple. You can't go and do this. Then in Mishmur continues, says Ayin Le'el and Simon Shin Chav Aleph. The Mishmur over there, Tzivkon Chav Aleph in Chol Shabbos, Mashik Osadim Shem Achronim, where he brings down the name of Eris Achronim. That the Akum Bevad Yesh Lachol Adiach. That you could let an Akum go and do this for you. Obid in Dershu footnote number 27. He brings down that the Mogen Aram disagreed, and the Mogen Aram said also Ladiach Afilu Aydi Akum. That the Nachri is not allowed to go and do it for you. Mishum She'em Zehevset Kol Kach Im Lo Yedichenu, because it isn't such a loss if you didn't go and rinse it off. Okay, so you won't have it cooked. You'll eat it roasted. Obed, he also brings out that the Aruch HaShulchan disagrees. He says, the Aruch HaShulchan says, we don't really know how to roast it well, and we're going to end up losing most of the meat that way, so therefore he would allow it. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah continues, and he says, v'yev shar aydei akum. If there is no non-Jewish person around there that could do it for you, then he says, v'yev et mutu gam aydei Yisrael. You can even let a Yid do it. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, "Dim era zeh b'basa shenu manukra. If this were to occur with meat that didn't have treibring yet, gam b'yontiv asul adicho, then you wouldn't be allowed to rinse it off on yontiv as well. Why? Mishum dekivan da asul anaker, masha eno l'tzorch yontiv, since you're not allowed to do treibring in this situation except for the needs for yontiv itself. And we said, ayideh harom, mishom ar ochom minu kizayis, I'll eat this piece, no, I'll eat that piece. So kivan da yochol anaker mi bo jom. But since he could have done this beforehand, as we've already explained, the chanal, Mimela lo chazi l'achila, so it's not really eligible for achila, and therefore va'kein dino kemosh b'Shabbos, and this would be then the halach like on Shabbos, also ladicho, and you wouldn't be allowed to go rinse it off. Furthermore, v'nei levi mashe kelu achronim gam b'Shabbos mokum adchak mitkam dekim dechazi l'tulto mimela mutal ladicho gam kein. According to the more lenient opinion, it says you would be allowed to rinse it off on Shabbos because the bottom line is it's not really muktz over here; you can move it. Therefore, mutal ladicho gam kein, you can pour the water on it. So then, according to this opinion, that even if it hasn't been traded, you'd be allowed to go do it the same way. And you can look in the Bir Halacha where he discusses this in much more detail. If you could have an Akam do it, better to have the Akam do it, then you do it yourself. Or, if the meat is in a kli, so then so then go wash your hands over the kli, and this will fill it up with water, and that will accomplish the same purpose. Now, I know we rushed through this Mishnah Berurah somewhat. It's a lot of information that's not familiar for us with both rinsing of the meat, salting of the meat, the treibring of the meat, the nikur of the meat, and these are the dinim that are more appropriate for your Rodeya. But we got at least a little taste of this, no pun intended. And with this, we conclude the beautiful simen, Tof Kuf, and we start Tof Kuf Aleph. Now, this deals with Eitzim HaAsurim HaMutarim B'Yontif. On Yontif, of course, you're allowed to cook, so therefore you obviously need firewood. But what is the definition of firewood? Not anything that will burn, is flammable, is considered something that is allowed to be used to be burned on Yontif. For example, we begin with Sif Aleph. The Mechaber writes, Ein mevakim Eitzim in Akoros. You're not allowed to go chop wood from beams that were omdos labinyan, that were building beams. You have 2x4s, expensive 2x4s, and now on Yontif you need a block of wood, say, I'll take one of those 2x4s. No, these beams over here were set aside for building. And below mikora shenishbar biyontif. Likewise, you're not allowed to take a beam that was originally in an item, it was not broken, and it broke on Yontif. So it was originally not considered firewood, and now the chair broke, the beam broke, and now you want to use it for firewood. So you're not allowed to do this. You're not allowed to chop such wood that was 2x4s for building, or there was previously a chair, and now it broke, and now we want to use it for firewood. And this is true. The Mechaber says, afilu, even if the chair was already squeaky, it was a broken-looking chair, a broken-looking being, Mayor of Yontif. And you're pretty certain it was going to break. So you may have had your mind on it, so to say. So the bottom line is, no, we don't consider these muchan that you can use in this firewood. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Aleph, these have the status of being muktzah. Now, the issue footnote number one brings down, but wait a second, you're allowed to handle things that are muktzah on yontif for ochel nefesh purposes or for simchas yontif purposes, as the Ramah will teach us in Simen Tov Kuf Tes. Nevertheless, Mikol Makom, the Mishnah Berurah writes over there, Shloitiru lechol olehanos miamukta asmo. That's, you're allowed to move those mukta items, but you're not allowed to eat them or to actually get hanah directly from the mukta item. And therefore, also levakeya asakoros here, you can't break, chop up these beams over here to use them as firewood underneath your dish. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, "Sha'adam makpid aleim." Why can't you use these? Because you're makpid on them. Machmas chashivusan. These 2x4s are, you know, $20 a 2x4, and firewood is 20 cents for the firewood. So because they're so chashiv, umiyached lehemokum, and you designated them in a separate place as well. So therefore, you've designated them and shown that you don't want to use them. So therefore, you made them muktzah biyodayim. You pushed them aside. And therefore, vafilu lahamatir and muktzah stam, even those that say there is no din of muktzah on yontif, like we've discussed, but muktzah machmas chisor and kis modu, they do say that there is muktzah in regards to something expensive like this, where you set it aside and you, so to say, put it out of your sight with your hands yourself, and therefore you can't use these things on yontif. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Beis tells us, even if it was broken beforehand, you might have thought the yochel lios the mitzapa in the year of yontif tishibar shetishover below aktsa. He said, listen, this chair is a rickety chair. It's probably going to break sometime on Yontif. So therefore, I'll have in mind that if it breaks, I'm going to use it as firewood. We call Malkum Asur. The Mishnah Berurah says, even in that situation, it's not allowed. Why? Because during the Ben HaShmoshos period of time, it wasn't yet broken. It was in the beam in the building, let's say, not my example of the chair. The beam was in the wall, in the structure. And therefore, at that point, it was Asur. And once it's Muktzah at the Ben HaShmoshos, so it's Katsoi Lukula Yom HaKula. So then it's Muktzah for the rest of the day. The issue footnote number four brings down the Chen Le'inyan Kalim HaAsurim Machmas Chisorim Kis. Likewise, the utensils that are expensive, and because of the loss of money, they're set aside and they break. The chair, the expensive chair, breaks. Yinishbu B'Shabbos. Uvkeise Machmir Le'im. Now it's garbage. You're not makpid on it anymore. Nevertheless, mikol makom asur mehem mishum migud yisatzoy b'ben hashmashos. The same principle applies. It was a good chair at the ben hashmashos, even though you might have thought it would break, but you didn't have your mind on it really, and therefore it's muktzah machzav zichar and kis, and the lochilek shabo ofen shayu ruos meir of Shabbos yumutarim. And we don't make any distinction over here as to whether it was brokenish or fully sound on erev yontif. On the other hand, the Chazon Ish says you do make a difference. He says, "Linyan kelim asurim mishum muktzah machmas yisrael kis imayu kelim ruim merav Shabbos. If they look like they're going to break, mutar mei metilta afal bisha you asurim venish washos." He says you're allowed to go and move them because they were really on your mind as the fact that they were ruua, that they were rickety. Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, "Oh, the havi nolad. What about the fact that it's nolad over here?" The meikara kara v'havi kikli. Originally, it was a beam and it had the status of like being a utensil. V'ashta eitz biyama. Now it's broken beam and it's firewood. So because of nolad, mitam zeh lo igia ramah kan kamo b'simen tov tzadi hei. Because of this nolad additional point, the ramah didn't mention the things that he mentioned in simen tov tzadi hei. The ish matirim b'muktzah, that some allow muktzah to be used on yontif because mishum d'somach atzmo mashim esayim shom, because he relied upon what he said over there, that even those that hold there's no muktzah, that filo makilim l'rotzul okah b'muktzah the nolad, they're not going to be makil in regards to nolad. And the Mishnah Berurah over there in Dershu foot number 5 is brought down, says Sha'af Shiesh Poskim Amatirim Muktzah Shal Nolad, even though some do allow Muktzah of Nolad, B'Shabbos Noktim Laloch Kimos, and we paskin like them in regards to Shabbos. Nevertheless, the Ramah says B'Yontif Ein Lahoku Kimos and B'Muktzah Shal Nolad. On Yontif, we don't take that lenient approach. This was a tough shir, but this concludes today's shir.